Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
So resources for you, part two, and with all those health concerns, it's helpful to have the trusted resources for good, solid information. So with me, of course, every Tuesday at 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern is Dr. Holly Lucille. So let's get into some more of these as we talk about trusted resources that people can go to and get great information. So start with Skin Deep. It's part of EWG anyway, right?
Yep, so it is. It's another shout-out for Environmental Working Group. Once again, nonprofit. So continue doing research. And you throw them a bone, like $10, and you actually get something back. A lot of information, but they also will send you stuff. They've got specials going on all the time. But they're out there fighting the good fight for us and trying to clean up our environment. So Skin Deep is great because, Melanie, I have to tell you, there's this one case that comes to my mind. It was a woman, it was, gosh, maybe 10 years ago in my practice, who had lupus. She had come to me, had lupus, so she always had sunscreen on because when you have lupus, your skin is very, very sensitive to the sun and always has sunscreen on. Now, she was having issues with her period. Young woman, active. She was an outdoor mountain bike rider and an extremist, right? So, you know, this was when I was younger, and I didn't have the environmental questionnaire that I do now because we were starting back then to think about, like, hey, what is in the way of people getting better? What is in the way of that wonderful body doing its job and healing? And it was starting to be all these endocrine disruptors. Well, one of the things that we finally figured out is that she was slathering on, you know, the good old seeing your baby's butt, Coppertone, every single day. And if you look at those ingredients, phthalates, parabens, these things that are known to cause issues from a hormonal perspective, all the time, all over the place. And our skin is the largest organ, and these things are fat-soluble, so they just soak them on up. So Skin Deep, you can take your personal care items, your health and beauty aids, your cosmetics. They've got a cosmetic database as well. And understand what you're coming into contact with on a daily basis that is probably not making you feel so great overall.
No, that is amazing, because that's the way that you want these things to help you guide and of course EWG is kind of really just an amazing thing. And now the next one of my favorite things to ever discuss, the power of poop. We are a poop talking family. We don't care when or where, and we will talk about it until the cows come home. So tell us about the power of poop.
Awesome website, and explains the importance of having a healthy microbiome. It details the availability of fecal transplants. Yes, there are fecal transplants as an option to reintroducing life-enhancing microbes into the digestive system. Listen, high levels of cortisol, that's our stress hormone, alcohol, medications, poor diet are all having a huge impact on our good bacteria, not only the abundance, but the diversity. And it is showing up in my practice all the time. I used to have a saying in school called heal the hole, and it's the hole that starts at your mouth and the hole that ends way back there, because that is where so much of our health can really blossom and colonize, pun intended, okay?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's all about the microbiome, and there's a lot that we're still understanding. There's a lot to be understood, and Power of Poop is going to help lay people do it at their fingertips.
So cool. Just love talking about poop. And now people tell me sometimes, oh, I'm listening to a TED Talk, or I'm listening, and you need to do a TED Talk, and I want to do a TED Talk, because we are both way smart enough to do TED Talks. So, you know, that's just a given right there. But you have a TED Talk on the American Gut Project.
This TED Talk is called, it's Rob Knight, How Our Microbes Make Us Who We Are. And so it's such a great little watch for people to, you know, not have this be such a buzzword, microbiome. It really gets into it. It helps you understand, as TED Talks always do. Sort of isn't more information. It's just facilitating understanding. And then while we're talking about the gut, the American Gut Project lets you donate money and a stool sample to find out exactly what critters are living in your gut. So if you want some more personalized attention, you go right there to the American Gut Project. Love it.
That is very cool. I love to talk about that kind of stuff. Now, so now there are some others, and one I want to talk about is the World Health Organization's created a report on indoor and outdoor contaminants, and I do a show with the American Lung Association, and I think it's so important that people know their air quality, especially if they're asthmatics or have allergies or anything along those lines. So tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this is by who? The World Health Organization.
Oh, I thought you were doing a joke there. By who?
Nope.
Yes.
Who?
No.
This is by what?
Yeah.
No, I won't do that to you right now. But
okay.
This is Outdoor Air Database, and this is the burden of disease from ambient and household air pollution. So even the air that's in our house. Now, I live in Los Angeles, and, you know, I fly into the city, and I take a deep breath because I realize what I am breathing on a daily basis. And so I increase my antioxidants, my vitamin C, just to protect my cells. But this is really important, and you can go anywhere, put in your zip code, and it's going to talk to you about the air pollution, and also FAQs, facts, and questions on air pollution and how it relates to health. So this is really, really, that World Health Organization report is really important for folks to understand where they live, where they breathe, and also, you know, what you can then do about it. Knowledge is power in that way.
Well, knowledge is always power in that way. I mean, and it's so great, and you give such good. Now, let's talk about some of these other. The Waterkeeper Alliance, and you talked about pollutants in the waterways and how you use certain filters where you live. We have really good drinking water here in Chicago. However, the natural waterways, Chicago River, Lake Michigan, all these different things, people need to know what's going on where they live.
Yep, and that's what you can do. It's like, once again, it's like, don't put your head in the sand. There are things, you know, I'm not advocating that people be paranoid about, but the environmental assaults that we have on a daily basis are, I mean, we have babies being born with these toxins already in their blood because of the crossing the placental barrier in through the mom's blood. So kids are starting out not even with it, fighting chance, quite honestly. And so the more that we can learn and protect ourselves and do things that protect our families and our bodies, it's really important. So the Waterkeeper Alliance informs people about pollutants in the natural waterways and why we need to take action to protect them. And so very, very important. I use, like I said, a Berkey filter, and that's just it sits in my kitchen. I fill it up with my tap water. The filters are amazing. They've got great research. I think it's bigberkey.com you can go to. And then there's another site that is a short, simple list of ingredients to avoid in cosmetics. So once again, it's called Byrdie, B-Y-R-D-I-E. Once again, cosmetics. I do a lot of TV and I do a lot of video, and I have to be in sort of hair and makeup almost on a, I would say, daily basis sometimes. And it's, once again, it's my skin that's going on my face, and it's just a portal into your bloodstream. And so making sure that the ingredients that, and these ingredients are great for shelf life, you know, they're great because they're stabilizers, but they're not great because they are causing harm to our bodies.
Yeah.
So the products without them are a little bit different, but once again, you can use these resources to find things and go ahead and, you know, do your due diligence and find out the colors and the ones and the that work for you.
And that's what's so important, is you have to find what works for you. You have to get them from trusted, credible resources, which Dr. Holly has given us today. And, of course, with the Environmental Working Group, and they've got their Skin Deep and the Power of Poop, love that, and TED Talks and the American Gut Project. These are all so important to know that you can trust them. And the World Health Organization, of course you can trust that. So this is great information, so we know what's going in and out of our bodies. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.